warm good welcome to everyone this morning. Hope you had a good night's rest and ready for the blessings of the day. It's been prepared. For morning devotions, the man of text will have Brother Brad read that for us, Brother Alex, the morning resolve, and Brother Sean, a vow unto the Lord.
Manna for March 1st comes from Philippians 4:7. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It is not our own peace that is here referred to. It is the peace of God. The peace which comes to us from a realization of God's power and goodness and willingness to hold us by his right hand as his children. The thought is that this peace stands guard continually as a sentinel to challenge every hostile or worrying thought or fear. It keeps the Christian's mind so that he at heart has peace with the Lord, fellowship, communion. As it guards his mind also, his reasoning faculties, instructing him and assuring him respecting the divine power and wisdom and love. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
My morning resolve, my earliest thought, I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High, remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life, trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling with all my interests for my highest welfare. I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private, exactly as I would with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Okay, brethren, you're all excused except Brother Elias. He will give the prayer, so please take your seats. Thank you much for your service. I won't mention this ecclesia, but years ago at a convention, at the morning devotions, of course, we had, as typical, the morning resolve and the vow. At this particular convention, the morning resolve was read twice and the vow not read at all. And the chairman didn't even catch it. And I was thinking, you know, how repetition can become ordinary. But the morning resolve and the vow should not become ordinary. We should take heart each time that they're read and meditate upon them. Scripture for the day that I would like to give to you that I was thinking about this morning comes from Malachi. Malachi 3:16. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention, and he heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who esteem his name. And they will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I prepare my own possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. And so, of course, convention is a format where we can speak often one to another these 2 days, set aside for that purpose, away from the world. And we're all brethren. And so enjoy the fellowship, enjoy the services from the brethren. In this book of remembrance, this is not the book of life. This is a different book. And I think this book of remembrance that God is writing is our lives. The lives of each of us who are being tested and purged as the sons of Levi, as talked about here, as gold and silver here in Malachi. It's talking about and being refined. Is God's book of remembrance of the saints, of our lives. And why would he do that? Well, a thought may be, and I can't prove this, but my thought would be that maybe our lives are going to be a book that the world of mankind can read about in helping them in the millennium. Anyway, that was a text I would like to give you this morning. Well, it's the last day of convention. It's a 2-day convention, so time passes pretty fast on just a 2-day convention. And it's a shorter day today. We end at 3 o'clock.